Leto stood then, calling out,
"Be we well gathered, otters all. Do I see a wild lock?"
Wulki stood up.
"You see a wild lock, once one of the mightiest clans on river or stream."
Leto continued with his roster.
"Do I see a gale deep?"
A huge otter raised his paw.
"You see a gale deep with the mighty sea of the rovers."
"Do I see a wave dog?"
"You see a white jug of a clan that don't know fear."
"Do I see a stream battle?"
"Aye, you see a stream battle whose clan nor a scars of war well."
The list continued, with each clan representative answering proudly. When he had finished, Leto waited until a voice called out to him.
"And do we see a shell hound?"
The outlaw sea otter roared back.
"You're seeing a shell hound that never backed down from a foe beast. I am the last of my clan. I have neither kith, kin, nor family. But by the thunders, I'm still here and fighting."
Firelight gleamed from the outlaw's eyes as he glared around the assembly.
"Why, who is it that calls to me?"
Two otters supported an older one to a seat by the fire. He was still a big beast, though he bore many scars. One of his legs had been replaced by a wooden peg, and his left eye wore a black mussel shell patch. He held a round, flat rudder drum, which he struck gently with his tail. Leto strode across and embraced him fondly.
"Old Zillo, the bard of the water meadows, haven't you sunk with the sun beyond the western sea yet?"
Zillo gave him a gap-toothed grin.
"And, oh, me poco, I wouldn't dream of it, whilst there's still one mangy cat paw print on our lovely green isle."
Leto chuckled admiringly.
"The old battle dog, what have you been dreaming about then?"
Zillo struck the rudder drum a mighty clout.
"The day of deliverance is coming."
A roar of joy came from every otter present. Leto held up a paw for silence.
"Wish now. Zillo has the floor."
A hush fell over them as the bard sat staring into the fire. His rudder began beating the drum slowly. Then he began to sing his story in true bardic fashion.
"On the night that the great storm was raging apace, sweeping in o'er the high seas to batter this isle, I heard that a wildcat had lost half his face. Ah, isn't that grand now?" I said with a smile.
Two otters joined in with flute and banjota, an odd stringed instrument that was very popular among the clans. Zillo let them play a short stanza before continuing.
"'Twas then by me fire I fell into a dream, with the wild winds a-keen and a-wailing outside. Sure a wisdom came floating o'er some magic stream, that the days of our vengeance were soon to arrive. 'Twas a mouse in bright armor, he spake loud and clear, and he carried a sword that was wondrous to see. 'Owl Zillo, the bard,' he said, 'never you fear, for 'tis writ in the stars that the clans will run free. From the seas and the oceans, from river and stream, rise up all ye warriors, arm every paw. A leader is coming to fulfill your dreams, one who'll stand at your head as ye march off to war. Ye'll rise like the red dawn, all in a great band, like a brave surging tide such as never was. As ye thunder her title all over this land, all hail to the ruling, the high altar queen.